Hello and welcome to the Distract and Disable program, episode 39. My name is Terry Olbham. I have been especially trained by the others to host this episode of Distract and Disable. And in this program, you will find an unusual amount of virtuosic performances by some of today's biggest stars. By today, I mean ever, and by stars, I mean some people you know and some you don't. That's right, there's no actual way to count all the stars. Though it is made easier if you place your telescope on planet Abu. This is presumably where Glubanta is. In case you have not been keeping up with the whereabouts of your long-lost host, this is where he was last heard from. He was exploring a very unusual terraform when his signal to us crapped out. We are working frantically to reconnect his comlink to us, and when we do, we can assure you that Glue will be back. Until then, enjoy the show!
Thank you. I'm Michelangelo from the band Nitro, and this is lesson one of Metal Method's Speed Kills. What I'm going to show you in this video today is how to master the art of playing lightning fast. I'm going to give you the keys to the Lamborghini.
Ah! Yes, hi.
You know who I am?
Sure.
You know who I am?
Sure. This is Fred Rogers.
All right, fine.
Yes, hi.
All right, fine.
You okay?
Yes, hi.
You okay?
Yes, hi.
Randy S. Caribou. You know who I am?
Joe called and said that there was a man here who had some wonderful horns.
Yes, hi.
You know who I am?
Joanne? Hello, Joanne? Joanne? Hello, Joanne? Joanne? Hello, Joanne?
Joe Negri.
I'm not in any hurry.
Joe Negri.
I'm not in any hurry.
Witchy Poo.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Sure.
Right away.
All right, fine.
Sure.
Sure. Sure, everyone gets angry sometimes. Sure, everyone gets angry sometimes.
Sure.
This is Fred Rogers.
You okay?
Oh, I'm glad you called.
Hello?
Oh, I'm glad you called.
Hello? Joe called and said that there was a man here who had some wonderful horns.
Oh, I'm glad you called.
Joe called and said, I'm not in any hurry. Joe called and said that I'm not in any hurry. Joe called and said,
oh, thank you for telling me.
See you then.
Oh, thank you.
See you then.
Bye.
See you then.
Bye.
See you then.
Bye. Even though some people like to get dressed up in costumes to look like them, there aren't even any live dinosaurs anymore. Even though some people like to get dressed up in costumes to look like them, there are no such things as real monsters. Even though some people like to get dressed up in costumes to look like them.
The important thing to remember is that
even though some people like to get dressed up in costumes to look like them.
The important thing to remember is that there are many things we can do when we're feeling angry, ways that don't hurt you or anybody else. Are there things that make you angry?
All right, fine.
Are there things that make you angry?
Right away.
Sure.
Are there things that make you angry?
Yes.
Are there things that make you angry?
Well, certainly.
Are there things that make you angry?
No.
Are there things that make you angry?
No.
Are there things that make you angry?
Charles Aber.
Are there things that make you angry?
Yo-Yo Ma.
Are there things that make you angry?
Witchy Poo.
The important thing to remember is that there are many things we can do when we're feeling angry or sad or happy. Many things that don't hurt ourselves or anybody else.
Oh, thank you for telling me. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you for telling me.
Did any of it hurt?
Oh, thank you for telling me.
Well, if a doctor has to give you a shot.
Oh, thank you for telling me.
Shots are like big pinches.
See you then. Oh, thank you for telling me. Even though some people like to get dressed up in costumes to look like them.
I'm not in any hurry.
There aren't even any live. There are no such things as.
The important thing to remember is.
Sure, everyone gets angry sometimes.
Right now, if you can. Oh, I'm glad you called.
Sure, everyone gets angry sometimes.
Ways that don't hurt you.
Could I help you?
You okay?
Oh, thank you for telling me.
Can you find the cat? Yes, I'm just going to feed my fish and then I'll go out and wait for you. Can you find the cat? What would you tell Lady Elaine? Can you find the cat?
Furry and brown.
What would you tell Lady Elaine?
Well, I have her.
Furry and brown.
Well, I have her. Do you ever watch people using real heavy equipment? And they let me try their real backhoe. And they let me try their real backhoe. I remember a time not very long ago when I went to see my friends the Leonards.
I don't like to see people hurting one another, but furry and brown. I don't like to see people hurting one another. No, that's not what soccer's supposed to be. Have you ever seen anybody play the game called soccer? I don't like to see people hurting one another. When I first heard about that game, I thought that people were socking each other. I don't like to see people hurting one another, but when I first heard about that game, I thought that people were socking each other. I remember how kind she was to people when they would call her. When I first heard about that game, I thought that people were socking each other.
Even though some people like to get dressed up in costumes to look like them.
Did you talk with the people you loved last night about the things that you wonder about?
Furry and brown. 1-4-3-6-8-7-0. 1-4-3-6-8-7-0. I think you must want 1-4-3-6-8-7-0. 1-4-3-6-7-3.
Lady Elaine.
When you were a little boy, what kinds of things did you like to do?
Well, when I was a young boy, I wanted to watch them all the time. And they let me try their real backhoe. Well, when I was a young boy. Did you ever watch people using real heavy equipment? When you were a little boy, what kinds of things did you like to do?
Oh, thank you.
Even though some people like to get dressed up in costumes to look like them.
Yes, hi.
Well, certainly.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Ways that don't hurt you or...
No.
Yes.
Are there things that make you angry?
No.
Are there things that make you angry?
No.
Are there things that make you angry?
Have you by any chance lost your kitty?
Furry and brown?
No. Can you find the cat?
Yeah.
Can you find the cat?
I was just making some popcorn.
No.
Yes, I'm just going to feed my fish. And
what a special friend you are.
Yes.
No.
What a special friend you are.
No.
How about some make-believe of...
No.
Did you talk with the people you loved last night about...
No.
Well, when you're wondering about something, you can always ask the people you love about it.
No.
Oh, sure.
No.
Well, certainly.
No.
Right away.
No.
All right, fine.
No.
You okay?
No.
Could I help you?
No.
Oh, I'm glad you called.
Yes.
Well, certainly.
Oh, sure.
Sure.
Right away.
All right, fine.
You okay?
No.
Hello, Joanne?
Yes.
Hello, Joanne?
Yeah.
Hello, Joanne?
Well, certainly.
Hello, Joanne?
No.
Hello, Joanne?
You know who I am?
No.
Witchy Poo.
I think you must want...
Furry and brown?
I think you must want...
Have you by any chance...
I think you must want...
See you then.
I think you must want...
There aren't even any...
I think you must want 1436870 687 687 687 687 687.
I remember one time some of our neighbors who were studying ballet dancing got dressed up to look like raccoons. One of them was a mother raccoon and the other a father raccoon. And there was a boy raccoon and a girl raccoon, and they made up a dance about that family. I remember one time some of our neighbors who were studying ballet dancing got dressed up to look like raccoons.
Sure.
My grandmother Rogers taught me how to answer the phone.
Witchy Poo.
My grandmother Rogers taught me how to answer the phone.
This is Fred Rogers.
Yes.
Well, certainly.
Sure.
All right, fine.
Right away.
Oh, sure. No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, certainly.
You okay?
Could I help you?
Oh, I'm glad you called.
There aren't even any live dinosaurs anymore.
Do you know what a pediatrician is?
Oh, thank you.
Do you know what a pediatrician is?
Oh, thank you for telling me.
It's a doctor who takes care of children when they're ill.
Oh, thank you for telling me.
Do you know what a pediatrician is?
No. My grandmother Rogers taught me how to answer the phone.
Yes, hi.
Yeah.
Well, certainly.
Sure.
No.
And they let me try their real backhoe.
Hello, Joanne?
Joe Negri.
Hello, Joanne?
Joe called and said that there was a man here who had some wonderful horns.
I'm not in any hurry.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you for telling me.
Do you know what a pediatrician is?
No.
It's a doctor who takes care of children when they're ill.
Oh, thank you for telling me.
Well, I have her. Do you ever watch people using real heavy equipment?
Furry and brown.
And they let me try their real backhoe and see their high lift.
I was just making some popcorn. Some people call it a steel drum.
What would you tell Lady Elaine if you were talking with her right now?
Oh, yes, I've read about that in the Bible.
What would you tell Lady Elaine if you were talking with her right now?
How about some make-believe about musical instruments and hoes?
What would you say to her?
How about some make-believe about musical instruments and hoes?
What would you say to her?
Witchy poo.
What would you say to her?
Yo-Yo Ma.
What would you say to her?
687.
What would you say to her?
143.
What would you say to her?
I think you must want 143-6870.
What would you say to her?
See you then.
What would you say to her?
Right away.
What would you say to her?
Sure.
What would you say to her?
Randy S. Caribou.
What would you say to her?
Could I help you?
What would you say to her?
I'm not in any hurry.
What would you say to her?
Furry and brown.
What would you say to her?
I was just making some popcorn. What a special friend you are. What a special friend. What a special friend you are. Did you talk with the people you loved last night about the things that you wonder about?
No.
Oh, sure.
No.
Oh, sure.
No. 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 No.
Witchy poo.
all for this episode. I sure hope you were inspired by today's incredible array of awesomeness. Or should I say tonight or today? As always, the show has no fillers or additives. You can count on Distract and Disable. What you hear is what's on the label. In addition to this wholesome goodness, you can always visit the WGXC archive to totally gorge yourself on Distract and Disable. So much nutritional value, so little time. And speaking of next time, we'll be seeing you. No, really, we are listening. I am your host, Terry Olvaham. Until next time.